Happy Resurrection Sunday, everyone. So glad that you are worshiping with Houston First Church of God today. Just want to encourage you, if you are a guest today, if this is your first time with Houston First Church of God, I just want to let you know we are so excited that you are here, and we just want to welcome you in to the family today. So enjoy the worship, enjoy God's word, just really let God speak into your life today. This is a great day to celebrate. Today we're actually starting a brand new sermon series called Not Anymore. And let me kind of tell you what I mean by this. So you guys probably remember life before all of the coronavirus stuff, right? Before we had to be locked up in our homes and before we could actually get out and do stuff. I remember life before all that because my children were in school. It was amazing, right? And so I actually had a routine where I would go to the office on certain days and I'd be there for a certain period of time, and then I'd come home and we would eat together and everything. But the greatest day was Friday. Friday was my day off. So Friday, I get up early still, the same time that I get up any other day. And I would get up and I'd help the kids get ready for school. And I'd take them and I'd get them in the van and we'd go to school. And I'd go and I'd drop them off at school. And on my way home, I would call my parents and I would talk to them. By the time I got home, I'd usually talk to both of them already. And then I drive into the driveway and I walk into the house, and the rest of the day until 3 o'clock, when I needed to leave to go pick up my children from school, I could do whatever I wanted to do. If I had things to do at the house, I would do things at the house. If I just wanted to sit on the couch and do nothing, I could sit on the couch and do nothing. It was absolutely amazing. But not anymore. No, not anymore. See, now I have to share an office with a 9-year-old. Now I have to be a teacher and a pastor at the same time. See, I had this routine before, but not anymore. See, something came and interrupted all of that. And now I have to change my life according to that interruption. See, church, we are here celebrating today because Jesus came into the world and he interrupted things. See, things were going a certain way and life was kind of going along the way it had each day before that. But when Jesus came, he interrupted some things. And then when he interrupted things so much that people actually killed him for it. They nailed him to a cross and he shed his blood and he died. But we celebrate today because Jesus isn't dead anymore. We celebrate today because death could not hold him back. See, Jesus came and interrupted life, but he's not dead anymore. Today we are going to be looking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And in fact, throughout this whole month, we're going to be in the same chapter looking at what the resurrection of Jesus means for our lives, because things might have been going a certain way, but not anymore. No, because of what Jesus did, things have to change. Pray with me as we get going here. Lord God, we thank you so much for your great love. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here among us even now. We thank you, God, for your word. Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth would be yours and yours alone. Lord, I ask that you would help us all to hear clearly from you, and help us all, Father, to say yes to you, to submit to you, to walk in obedience with you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me read for you out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me just start with verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, or to Peter, and then to the 12. See, Jesus was dead. We need to be real clear about this here. Jesus was put to death by people who do this professionally. Now, these are people who are used to crucifying others. Like, they're used to punishing other people. And in fact, if they don't do their job well, then they get killed. Like, they get punished. They might end up crucified. And so we just need to recognize that when we say that Jesus was dead, like, there's not a question mark there. There's not a, well, he might have been, or we're not really sure. No, these are people who were professionals at making sure that other people died. Because if other people didn't die, then they might die themselves. If there's anything that we know about this story, we know that Jesus died. But praise God, he's not dead anymore. No, we celebrate today because that Jesus' body is never going to be found in a tomb somewhere. He's you're never going to find a bone of Jesus. You're never going to be able to get that DNA sample. Like, he is alive. He is risen from the dead. And he did all of that according to what Paul wrote here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He did all of that so that we could be forgiven of our sins. See, Jesus died so that our sins could be forgiven. But he rose from the dead so that we could live lives of holiness for him. Like, he died so that we could be forgiven, but he rose that we could be empowered, that we might live lives without sin anymore. See, before Jesus came, all we had were the sacrifices of the Old Testament. All we had were the sacrifices, the animals that had to be killed, and the festivals that had to be done. Oh, but when Jesus came, he fulfilled all of that so that we don't have to go back to that sin anymore. Yeah, we may have been sinners at one time, but we don't have to be anymore because of what Jesus did for us. Yes, he died, but he is not dead anymore. And what that means is that we can now be forgiven of our sins. The Bible says that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. The way that came to us is through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, there's another way that we know that Jesus had, that while Jesus was in fact dead, that he's not dead anymore. And we find this actually here in verse 5, because it says there in verse 5, it says, "And he appeared to Cephas," or Peter, who's one of the disciples, "and then to the 12. See, watch this now. This is what's so amazing. So before Jesus is risen from the dead, the disciples are scared out of their minds. Let's just call it what it is. They're scared. They all abandoned Jesus when he was arrested. Even Peter denied knowing him. I mean, obviously Judas betrayed him as well, but they all turned their backs on him. John was there to be with Mary, but nobody stepped in and stopped what was happening to Jesus. Like they all abandoned him in his greatest time of need. But then something happened to these disciples. I mean, think about this. The record that we have, the history that we have, is that each and every one of these disciples, maybe with the exception of John, who we understand lived to be into his 90s, and he may have died of natural causes. However, we do know that he was persecuted even still. But every other disciple that we are aware of was martyred. In other words, he was killed for his faith. How in the world do you have this group of people that spent this time with Jesus, that at Jesus' greatest point of need, they abandoned him? Yet, after this encounter, there was something that happened that caused them no longer to be afraid of the government anymore. They were no longer afraid of what might happen to them. In fact, they actually thought that they saw persecution as a joyful thing. They took joy in the fact that they were persecuted. They took joy in the fact that they were able to receive the benefit of persecution on their lives. Like, what in the world could have happened that would have changed their minds like this? And the only thing that I could see is that what happened was that Jesus was dead, but he's not anymore. Jesus was dead, but he's not anymore. The disciples saw for themselves that Jesus was dead, but they also saw for themselves that he's not anymore. Church, we can trust beyond anything else that one, Jesus was dead, but more importantly, he is not anymore. And we can trust that because that will have some implications on our lives as well. Let me show you what I mean by that. Let me skip down here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me skip down to verses 24 and 25. It says, again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24 and 25. It says, the end will come when he hands, talking about Jesus now, when Jesus hands over the kingdom of God, So the end will come when Jesus hands over the kingdom to God the Father, and after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Now here's what's, y'all gotta catch this now. So Jesus died and he rose from the dead. He was dead, but he's not anymore. But you could probably ask yourself, okay, well if that's what happened then, like what's Jesus doing now? And according to verses 24 and 25, it says that now Jesus is destroying dominion and authority and the power and the enemies that will all end up under his feet. Church, I just need you to know there's some good news in this today. Because what that means is that everything that might try to hold dominion over us is being destroyed by Jesus even now. Everything that would try to hold authority over us is being removed by Jesus even now. Everything that would try to hold power over us is being removed by Jesus even now. Everything that would come against us as an enemy is being removed in the name of Jesus even now. Like we can thank God today that even though the enemy is at work, and if you don't know, I need you to know, the enemy is at work. The enemy is trying to take us out. The enemy is trying to take us down. The enemy is trying to ruin our relationships and our marriages and the relationships that parents have with their kids. The enemy is trying to destroy the church. The enemy is trying, but the gates of hell will not prevail against the church that Jesus died for because he's not dead anymore. No. Jesus is alive, and in his life, in the life that he's now living, he's overcoming every dominion, every authority, every power, every enemy, even in your life right now. Everything. Everything is overcome through Jesus even right now. And this is incredible because, I mean, think about this. All of a sudden, the problem of evil is not a problem anymore. Right? Watch this. Yes, there is evil in the world. Yes, there are the issues that are all around us. Yes, there is sin that we have to deal with. Yes, all those things are true. But we can also rest in the fact that Jesus is handling that business right now. Like, he's not just leaving us by ourselves. He is right here with us. I know so many of us have felt the pain of this coronavirus right now. And some people would look at this and say, oh, is this a sign of the end of the times? Is this even a sign that God doesn't exist? Because if he existed, why would he let anything like this happen? In church, I just want you to know that in this is where we can know that God is real, that Jesus is alive, because he's overcoming this virus even still. We are in the midst of all of this because sin has introduced disease into this world. Not just the coronavirus, but everything like that. And in that, in the consequences and dealing with the consequences of that sin, we are not hopeless and we are not alone. Oh no, just the opposite actually. Jesus is right in the middle of it. And so when we hurt, he is there with us. And when we struggle, he is there with us. And when we're depressed, he is there with us. And when we're stressed, he is there with us. And when we are lacking, he is there with us. And he's able to bring us through. Because he is overcoming every dominion, every authority, every power, every enemy is under his feet. And at the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he returns to present this kingdom to Father God, all of it will be taken care of. There will be no more coronavirus. There will be no more sin. There will be no more heartache. There will be no more disease. But we have to make sure that we're not just waiting for that time. But no. But that we live in the authority of Jesus Christ now. Because he was dead, but he's not anymore. And we don't have to live in under dominion anymore. No, we can live outside of. We don't have to live under the power of sin anymore. We don't have to live under depression anymore. We don't have to live under all that stress anymore. No. Because Jesus died, but he's not dead anymore. We don't have to live like that anymore either. Because Jesus overcame death itself, we are able to overcome everything that would try to hold us back. See, what I want us to do here as we kind of begin to wrap stuff up here, I want to actually go back to the first couple of verses that we read here, because we got to remember how Paul started this whole conversation. So if you go back to verses 1 and 2, it says, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain." Well, see, when Paul's talking about this gospel, that by this gospel you have been saved, what he's talking about is the dominion and authority and the power and the enemies. Like we have been saved from all of those things. When we feel the attack of the enemy in our lives, we don't have to be afraid. When we feel the attack of the enemy coming at us, we don't have to be afraid, because the gospel saves us from those enemies, saves us from those attacks, saves us from those authorities, saves us from that dominion. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that Jesus was dead, but he's not anymore. That is the good news that tells us that we don't have to live according to those powers anymore. We don't have to live according to that negative authority anymore. We don't have to live according to that dominion on our lives anymore. We don't have to live according to the voice of the enemy anymore. No, not anymore. Not now that Jesus is alive. We don't have to live like that anymore, but rather what we are able to do is submit our lives to him. And as we submit our lives to Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and everything that's a part of that fills us along with his Holy Spirit and overcomes everything that would try to hold us back. We've got to make sure that we're holding firm to the word. We can't just be in 1 minute and out the next. We can't just be here sometime and there some other time. We've got to make sure that we're holding firm to the word of God. We've got to think of it like this. Maybe it would be something along the lines of, I used to think that faith was for other people, but not anymore, right? Now I know that faith is something that I have to live by. See, I used to think that I couldn't overcome my past, but not anymore. Now I know that because Jesus isn't dead anymore, I don't have to live according to my past anymore. You might even say to yourself, I used to think that I was worthless, but not anymore. Because if Jesus isn't dead anymore, then God must think that I'm special enough to send Jesus to die for my life and for my sins. So that must mean that I have value and I have purpose, and I want want you to know that is so true. Maybe you're thinking today, I used to think that life was just bad news and suffering, but not anymore. Church, I want to encourage you today. You don't have to think those old ways anymore. You don't have to go those ways anymore. No. You lived a certain way, but we don't have to live that way anymore. You lived according to the flesh before, but not anymore. You lived in sin before, but not anymore. You lived in looking down on yourself before, but not anymore, because Jesus is alive and we get to be alive as well. I just want to encourage all of you today, no matter what you have been in, you don't have to stay in that anymore. You can be a child of the Most High God. And it's simply a matter of accepting the fact that you are a sinner, of believing that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and confessing that He is your Savior, confessing your sins, asking for that forgiveness of your sins that He died for. You accept you're a sinner, you believe that Jesus is your Savior, and you confess your sins before God. He will save you. He will change your life. He already has. Because there was a time when Jesus was dead, but not anymore. Maybe yesterday was the time that you were dead, but not anymore. No. Maybe last week you were dead. Maybe last week you were in other things. Maybe there was another time where you were living in other ways, but not anymore. You don't have to live like that anymore. No, now you can just live for Him. What I want to encourage you to do, maybe you want to talk to somebody even now about how you can move from death to life, how you can move from being lost to being found, how you don't have to be dead in your sins anymore. You don't have to be lost anymore. You don't have to feel lost anymore. You can be saved by grace through faith in Jesus. You can do a couple of things. One, you can just comment right where you are, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube, wherever you're seeing this, just make a comment there, and one of our pastors will follow up with you and just talk to you about what it means to follow Jesus. Or maybe you could even just send us an email. You can send an email to me. It's pastortim@hfcog.org. I'd love to follow up with you and talk to you about that. Or maybe you're watching this with somebody else that you know is walking with Jesus already. And you could even just start a conversation right now saying, you know what? I know I'm living a certain way, but I don't want to live like that anymore. The good news is that because Jesus overcame death, because He's not dead anymore, we don't have to live like that anymore either. Let me pray for you. Lord God, I thank you so much for this time, for this opportunity of worship, for the power of your word, for the power of the gospel, the power of the good news of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God, that you sent Jesus to live a perfect life and die a perfect death and be risen again, that you might overcome every issue that might ever come my way, Father. I pray, Lord, for each and every one who's really feeling right now this need, Lord, to submit their lives to you, God, and I pray that you would meet them in that need. Help them, Lord, to connect to someone that can help them connect to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.